Using a data-driven approach to performance analysis, this is not a suggestion. It's included in the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act. And while it's something that the Office of Management and Budget expects you to do, they don't give you an instruction manual. Bob Bain is the author of Performance Stat Potential, a Leadership Strategy for Producing Results. He's been researching a book on the movement since 2001. He tells Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp how the stat movement began and why he calls it a leadership strategy.
It began in the New York City Police Department, where Commissioner Bratton and Deputy Commissioner Jack Maple wanted to drive down crime in the city, and they needed to get every precinct commander, all 76 of them, focused on this effort. And so it began by bringing them all together at one police plaza in southern Manhattan and discussing explicitly what they were doing about crime in their precinct and what the results were and what were the next steps.
And so, as we know, they were able to pinpoint all types of crime, right, including ones that we could say perhaps are more like quality of life type crime, and really made a difference in making people feel safer in the city. How have things in terms of the stat movement changed since then?
Well, the obvious change is we focus on different problems, focus on producing results in different public agencies. It spread real quickly to other police departments in the country and actually into Australia as well. But other agencies in New York said, well, look, we can adapt this idea. We're not a police department, but we do things that require us to produce results. So what are the results we're trying to produce? And then how can we adapt the ideas of collecting data, holding problem-solving meetings, getting people to feel responsible for producing results?
Do you know what the first federal program was or federal initiative to take on this idea?
I can't claim to be the greatest historian in knowing which one was first, because as soon as I tell you one was first, somebody else is going to say, oh, no, but we beat them by 3 months or something. There's been a variety of them that have developed. Some have come and gone. FDA was, I know, one of the earliest with FDA track, but that doesn't mean it was the first.
Got it. Well, it seems like there is a proliferation of them nowadays: FEMA stat, portfolio stat, HUD stat, all these stats. What makes a performance stat, as you call it, a performance stat work? What are the ingredients to it?
The key ingredient is the leadership's commitment and full engagement. A lot of people sort of think of, oh, it's a computer program or it's a data system or something. But you can have the world's greatest computer program and the world's greatest data system, and if the top leadership team of the organization isn't fully engaged in what's going on, how we can improve, what our problems are, nothing's going to happen.
And so why do, when they work well, why do they work?
They work because the leadership team has figured out what they want to accomplish next, what the performance deficits are along their value chain, and then who should do what about them, and focusing everybody's attention on getting that done.
And are these things that, in general, have staying power, or are they more used when you know you've got this really complicated problem, you're going to try this method of diagnosing what it is and focusing your resources on one thing or another, but then once that point in the crisis is over, agencies tend to leave these sorts of detailed stats?
I think what happens is they always want to know how much it costs. And when they mean costs, they mean dollar costs. And the dollar costs are a few staff people and some technology. What they fail to understand is how much it costs in terms of their own time. And that's when I think it trails off. They all of a sudden realize, man, we spend a lot of time doing this. Well, yeah, you spend a lot of time doing this because you're trying to improve performance, and it doesn't like just happen with a wave of a magic wand. You have to be fully engaged. So I think the drop-off in interest comes when people say, oh, gee, do we really have to hold another meeting this quarter? Maybe we can postpone it, and then pretty soon, everybody understands the top leadership really isn't engaged.
So can we single out some federal programs to talk about? I mean, where do you think the government is using these stat sessions really effectively?
Yeah, well, I'm always nervous about doing this because I haven't even seen them all. So I can't tell you precisely which one is the most effective. And they're all effective in their own way in the sense that it's not like each one is attacking a similar problem. But if I would say, where would I go to find things that were interesting that are happening, I think I'd go look at Treasury. I'd go look at FEMA. But, you know, people can be doing this really well today, and 6 months from now, it's disappeared. So I can't tell you, like, what is happening today, and that's the best thing going on at the federal government.
Fair enough. We're speaking with Bob Bain. He's a lecturer at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, and he has been writing a book about the STAT movement. I understand that this is taking you more than a decade to complete. Is it because of the evolution of this movement over that time?
Well, it's because I tried to figure out what exactly it was, and so I ended up taking a look at about 36 different examples, not all feds, state agencies, state governments, municipal agencies, municipal governments, not just police departments, and trying to understand why you would think something like this would improve performance, has a chance to improve performance. And because it's not a system, because it's a leadership strategy, you have to understand what the leaders are doing. And that's always the challenge that you have when you're looking at something like this.
That said, are there any sort of parameters around a good stat session or initiative? In other words, should leaders and those who are going to participate expect to commit to a certain length of time or a certain amount of effort or a certain amount of resources in order to make these things happen?
I guess I would say that the first thing is you have to be willing to make it part of the regular rhyme and rhythm of your organization, okay? This can't be just sort of an episodic thing every once in a while. But a few other things is making it really clear what we're trying to accomplish. Focus people on accomplishment. Using the data to identify your performance deficits, the things that have to be fixed next, creating targets for those, creating responsibilities, who's supposed to fix this, by when. Then there's the idea of the meetings. I mean, some people think this is just a dashboard. You put a bunch of data on the web and everybody thinks it's really cool. The meetings are where you bring people together to diagnose the problems you have, to figure out what you should try next, to make the assignments, and then to follow up at the next meeting. Okay, how much progress did we make? Was this a good idea? Do we have to change it? Who's doing a good job? Why are they doing a good job? What can we learn from them? There's a whole bunch of things like that. Here's another one. Look at who the positive deviants are and what they're doing. That is, who are the people in your organization who are doing a really effective job? And then what is it that's contributing to that effective job? They might not even know they are the best in the organization, let alone why they're doing it. So you got to spend some time figuring out what that is.
So where do you see the STAT movement, if you will, going in the federal government in the future?
It could take off or it could disappear. It depends a little bit on how much the executive leadership in the White House wants public agencies to produce results. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the efforts at OMB to get federal agencies to have specific targets and particular priority goals.
Data.
Yeah, but also then who's doing something about it? I mean, do we just going to report the goals again and our data on a dashboard? Or are we actually learning, improving, figuring out what the next performance deficit is and what we have to solve?
Are budget constraints going to play into this?
I mean, budget constraints play into it not in terms of how much it costs to put the process together, but how much it costs to fix a problem. You know, I mean, some problems are expensive to fix. You want to improve performance in some organizations, you have to make fundamental changes. And can that cost money? Sure.
And the stat sessions can help you pinpoint them, but if there's no money, then they can't do much about that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the meetings can say, what should we do next? Then one of the things that happens at effective meetings is, okay, what do we have to invest in that, and are we willing to do that to get that much improvement?